Leanne, wedding season is practically upon us.
I know, I have two coming up in the summer. I actually need to sort an outfit for both of them.
It is the season, and couples, they're so busy planning every detail, the dress, the rings, the seating plan.
Yes.
But also the DJ playlist.
Oh, very important.
Now, Leanne, both of us, DJs. Both of us are DJs.
Are you sure?
In our own individual ways.
Fair enough.
How important is a good playlist for a wedding from a DJ's point of view? Speak freely.
It is so important. Now, I've never DJed a wedding because I actually would say no to all of them.
Why?
Just because it's so much pressure. It's
right.
That person's one day. But it is very important from a spectator and a listener's point of view at the wedding. You need to have like banger after banger after banger. Like, you can't let it dip. We need people on the floor all night.
But I want Destiny's Child jumping. But I also want Cheeky Girls, the Cheeky Girls.
Oh, yeah.
You want Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I also want S Club 7.
I want
Take
That.
But I want
that.
Kylie spinning around. I want some Take That as well. You've got to tick every genre.
You do.
These couples are picking their favourite dance tracks. Now, some songs are better left off the list.
Oh.
According to a 538 poll, these are the most banned wedding songs based on negative feedback from couples. There is 9. I'm going to start with number 5 and this. Put your right arm in, your right arm out. The Hokey Pokey.
How is that even considered to be played at a wedding?
10% of people polled say it's only for kids' parties.
I would agree.
I've never heard
horrific.
The Hokey Pokey at a wedding, have you?
Neither have I. That's why I'm actually really surprised that that is there.
Well, at number 4, we have this.
Yes!
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. I don't mind this one. 15% of weddings are arm wave free zones. They're not a fan. This does not offend me. You?
I love that. I would want that. And I think the more songs that have dance moves relating to the lyrics, the better.
Now, in at number 3, this is a travesty. I love this song.
Do you know all the moves?
No.
I do.
17% no gracias to this 90s hit. The Macarena is fun and it's what you play towards the end of the night.
Mm-hmm. Again, you have everyone up doing the dance moves. It's like a big dance, group that happens on the dance floor.
It's like a flash dance.
Yes, it's amazing. No, I love that.
Now, in at number 2, we have this. To the left.
Yes!
What's your view?
Love, 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 love.
Well, 22.5% of those polled said no to the slide.
No, stop that. I would need that.
Now, we are talking about a list of songs that are the most banned wedding songs. In at number 1 on the list of the most banned wedding songs is...
Stop.
I can't abide.
No. Who is playing that at weddings again?
The Chicken Dance. Well, 23% of couples cut this clucking classic. Clucking classic. Now, I am not a fan of this. This should be in at number 1. But I have something else I think should be in at number 1.
Okay, go
and
on.
And I cannot abide it. Rock the Boat.
Why not?
I think, can I say it?
I did Rock the Boat at my 21st.
I think it's a little tacky and that's just me.
Do you?
I do, and I've been involved in many a rock and a boat over the years. Oh. I think people get too close. People are grabbing me in places they shouldn't. Everyone's
Fair
sweaty.
Enough.
Drinks are spilling everywhere. I don't know you. Stop touching me. Rock the boat in your own time.
And after 3 minutes as well, people are like, okay, I'm literally dizzy now after doing this.
As a professional DJ, how important are cheesy songs?
Oh, definitely cheesy. The sing-along. You need cheesy. You need sing-alongs. You need songs with dance elements to it as well.
Do you take requests? Is it insulting?
No.
Didn't even finish that. Okay. Wow.
I definitely don't take requests.
Okay. That's a no.
No songs for you.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
One of the things I love in life the most is a declutter, whether it be the mind.
The wardrobe.
I cleaned all of my apartment yesterday as well. Laura was telling us about spring cleaning too earlier on in the news. But something I think people fail to declutter a lot is their phones. You use yours a lot. Have you many apps?
Recently, I went through all of my pictures not that long ago. I think I was in New York. And I deleted hundreds of pictures. They're just silly nonsense pictures.
That you don't need, or screenshots, or... Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm in the process of that now as well.
Now, you said about my apps.
Yeah.
I have 1, 2, 3, 3.5 pages of apps.
Okay, that's actually quite good.
What about you?
All my apps cover 5 pages. I have mine all categorized and everything. I'm such a loser.
I don't. Like. But it got me thinking about apps. What app do I use all the time?
Yeah, which is your most used?
I would say WhatsApp.
Yeah?
Because you get your pics there.
Yeah.
You get your chat.
Mm-hmm.
You get your FaceTime.
Your voice notes.
Your voice notes.
Yeah.
You got all of that. There are some apps that I don't use. I've got a health app on my phone. I've never used it.
I think that's built into the iPhone.
I've got a Maps.
Both you and I have iPhones.
Yes,
as well.
I've got a Maps one that I don't use.
Okay.
I also have the fitness app I don't use. Any maps I use, Google Maps I would use all the time. I've got Playground here. I've got Call Me. I've got TFI Live. I've got Bosch passwords. There's loads here. This is all an Arthur problem. What
and
about you?
You don't use any of those ones you just mentioned.
They're obviously connected to something. I'm just unaware of what they do.
Right. Okay. That is an Arthur problem. My most used is Instagram. I actually checked it as well. All my apps, like I said, go across 5 pages. They're categorized. I actually did a declutter of my apps, I'd say about 3 months ago, where I got rid of so many I didn't use. I still have a couple as I scroll through my phone right now that I absolutely do not use at the moment. Like I have GarageBand.
What's that?
Who's using GarageBand?
No.
You know what? And this morning I actually clicked into it for the purpose of just checking out what it is. You can play different instruments on it. You can like become a little musician on GarageBand.
I don't have the time.
It's great fun. I actually had too much fun with that. Like Moonpig. Why is that on my phone? Like
Moonpig.com.
Yeah. What else don't I use on my phone? I've a couple of loyalty things. Oh, my least used app, and I feel bad for this, is Duolingo. If anyone else is trying to learn a language, Duolingo is the app to do this.
What's the chosen language?
Irish. I want to brush up on my Gaelga.
How's it going?
I went through a phase of it over Christmas, and I think it was actually into the new year because it was one of my New Year's resolutions. I was like, I'm going to learn Irish. Well, I'm going to improve on my Irish. And I went for about 4 days using the app, and I haven't used it since.
I have Google Translate.
Oh, that's
so I can translate.
Yeah,
Arthur's,
oh.
So Arthur's mom speaks obviously French,
yep.
Russian, Armenian fluently.
Yep.
Her English is better than my French, and that's saying a lot.
Okay.
So we have a little translate. So when I talk into it, it comes out in French for her.
Love
so it's kind
that.
Of fun.
Okay. Any games on your phone?
I used to have the Ninja one that you'd be cutting the fruit.
Fruit Ninja.
Fruit
that
Ninja.
Was so
I used to
fun.
Have that. I was addicted to that.
I had that on a tablet, I think. Remember Temple Run?
No, I didn't do any
goodness.
Of that.
Oh my goodness, the world went through a phase of Temple Run. Any Candy Crush or anything like that?
My Not
mom
my
loves
shtick.
That. She still has
no.
that on the phone as well.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.